Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on W-E-E-I.
Jeremy Fowler over the weekend discussing Rashad Bateman. His extension with the Ravens. He's a wide receiver there. Patriots are among the teams inquiring on a trade for Rashad Bateman, which to me, in and of itself, I don't really care all that much about Rashad Bateman. It just tells me the Patriots are looking to upgrade their receiver room, which, duh, it's a bad receiver room. They should be looking to upgrade it. They should be making calls right now about Terry McLaurin, who's going through a contract negotiation in Washington that doesn't sound like it's going well. I bet they figure it out at the end of the day. And McLaurin's way more high-end than Rashad Bateman. But the Patriots are sniffing around on receivers. Good. I'd like them to actually land one, but good. They should be sniffing around on receivers because that room stinks.
So here's the possible negative side to that.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm with you. I think they should try to upgrade. I even thought some of the veteran guys that are still available, maybe not great, you wouldn't want them to be your number one now, but they'd be a good addition to the room. They might help you out. Do you think any of the Bateman interest was because there was actual real concern about Steph Diggs?
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out.
Because that I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't want to be like, oh, we're only interested for somebody to replace Diggs. Hopefully that is all behind them and like they're good with Diggs. Now it's all about, hey, how's your knee? Let's make sure you're ready for as soon as you can to hit the field. But like add another guy to play with Diggs. This is what I would hope for.
And Bateman would probably be a good fit with him. Like that's a number two
Bateman's type
of wide receiver.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't get a crazy deal with Baltimore. No. They upped their offer a little bit. Reports are going around today as well. I think it was Dan Pompey over the weekend. Reported again, we've heard this a couple of different times, the Patriots had the best offer for Chris Godwin. I'm skeptical about that. Like, I still really want to know what the numbers are, because I know what the numbers allegedly were for Steph Diggs, and they turned out they were nowhere near it.
Even Milton Williams.
Another good one.
Yeah.
Milt the Stilt, nowhere near it.
Right.
So, I'm skeptical, but it's been reported enough times that I firmly believe the Patriots were in on Godwin. And, yeah, I think they're still trying to improve that position. Good.
Yeah.
They should be.
Yep.
But I can't give them too much credit for trying to improve it when they haven't done a whole lot on to upgrade.
Quote unquote trying for years now.
Yeah.
And so Steph Diggs was the closest thing they've come to actually helping the receiver room in 5 years.
Yeah. But if you think they're happy with their receiver room, they're not. I would say it's more evidence of that. Meanwhile, a guy who would help Drake May quite a bit would be a receiver. Pro Football Focus came out with their quarterback tiers today.
Ooh.
And they're just the latest to do it. Chris Sims did this late last week.
We might have to pounce on this for tomorrow.
Oh.
Because we'll do it correctly.
You want to do
tiers.
Quarterback tiers.
I think so.
Tier Tuesday.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll see where Drake
May
comes
in. Give you one sleep to prepare for it. Everybody listening, you can prepare for it. Have it in order what you think the tiers should be, where the players might go. But that's what we'll do tomorrow. Because now that Rodgers is in Pittsburgh, we have essentially 30. I mean, there'll be a couple quarterback battles, but we have an idea who the 32 starters will be.
No, it's a good call. Yeah. So we'll do that in tiers tomorrow. I like
Perfect.
That idea. People also are assuming, based on the text line, they know the clip du jour today after Gio's phone call.
Problem is, that's a long clip.
You're going to have to stick around and find out.
It's a long clip.
You're going to have to stick around, wait, and find out. We'll do clip du jour at the end of the show before we hand off to WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. Here's the elite tier, Keefe, of quarterbacks.
All right,
tier one, elite.
Tier. All right.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's elite.
Joe Burrow.
Elite.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Josh Allen.
Now, again, it's a tier, not a power ranking, but PFF also has a number next to each one.
Yeah, so
they're kind of confusing.
They're doing both. I like it.
This
is my style of tier.
Either tier it or power rank it. You can't do both.
I like to rank within the tier. You know me.
So they're ranking within the tier, and they have the MVP of the league fourth.
Mm-hmm.
They have Joe Burrow, who missed the playoffs second. I would disagree with the ranking of the tier. I agree with the tier.
Mahomes is admittedly a difficult one because he didn't have a very good year.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's Mahomes.
And you want to give him some deference. And
Mahomes has gotten to the point that Brady has where, and I'm not saying he's better. I'm just saying he's gotten to the point where you don't even look at last year's stats.
Right.
You're like, I don't care what his stats were. Like, I put him up at the top.
I also think the way they played the last couple of years is different than the way they played early in his career. They lean on defense and running more.
Yeah.
And if they asked Mahomes to do more, I think he could put up numbers like Burrow and Lamar and Josh Allen.
But he's this is also, I agree, not to spoil our tiers for tomorrow.
Keith, how dare you?
I know. I've said too much. I've said too much. No, but these four guys, this is also part of the problem for Drake May and the Patriots. They're all in the AFC.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
They are. They're the clear-cut four best quarterbacks. And they're all in their 20s, and they're all in the same conference. Like, that's brutal.
Okay, tier two, high-end starters.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, I mean, he could maybe make an argument for being up one higher.
Yeah.
But
Jaden Daniels.
All right, he's like a made man already.
Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert.
It's too much on Stafford. Too much. People like Stafford too much.
I may have to consult with. We did rank the top 10 quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, we did
at one point.
Oh, yeah, I think we have a snappy graphic. I think Turpin had a graphic.
I may have to reference that. I think I had Stafford there-ish.
You did. You like Stafford. He's not even in my top 10.
Okay.
He's good, but, I mean, come on.
Tier 3A, they're starting to lose me here.
3A?
Yeah.
So you're already power ranking the tiers, and now you have multiple tier 3s?
First of all, these aren't even clever names for your tiers.
Terrible. No, it's way too wordy.
Tier 3A.
Where's Goat?
Where's
Frisky? Garbage.
Where's trash? Obviously, tier 3A, Keith, is solid starters who have flashed high-end play.
That's insane.
Jared Goff?
Nope.
Geno Smith? Brock Purdy. What an awful tier.
All right, so our tiers will look different than their tiers. I can already confirm it.
Tier 3B, solid starters, but they need more help.
No, so solid starters who have flashed high-end play should really mean solid, like decent starters with great talent around it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Jared Goff and Brock Purdy
are. Yeah, and I would put those guys higher than this next list.
Oh, Brian found our list.
Oh, here we go.
So that was our top 25.
Yeah, I had Stafford.
Our top 10 guys.
I have Baker Mayfield much higher than you is the thing that jumps out to
that
me.
That kills me.
But
I'm going to redo mine.
Yeah, we both have.
I had Baker Mayfield.
You were higher on Hurts. Credit to you. Because Hurts, I have Hurts way too low.
Yeah,
we did this.
Way too low.
I don't remember where we did this.
Is that before the playoffs started, maybe?
I think that's right. Yeah. But we're going to need to revise that.
All right, well, we have time to revise that. I had Jordan Love kind of high.
Jordan Love, you had, I would agree, you had too high.
Well.
Yep. Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
I think we're like fresh off the Nissan sales event that he usually does really well in.
You hate Baker Mayfield.
Fair, that's what it was. I got swept up in that.
He has a good month every year.
He does.
Tier 3B. Solid starters, but they need help. Jordan Love, your guy.
What do you mean they need help? You don't think Brock Purdy needs help?
Baker Mayfield, my guy.
That's way too low on these two.
CJ Stroud, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Tua.
You're going to put Trevor Lawrence in the same tier as Baker Mayfield?
Seems crazy.
That's an insult to everybody.
It's not. I didn't say these are great tiers.
But now you're already at 18 quarterbacks.
Yeah, here's where I think Patriots fans are going to have their issue. Yeah. Tier 4, which is actually tier 5 because they broke 3 into 2 tiers.
Good point.
Young players with a wide range of potential outcomes. I know you have a criticism for that.
I have a wild gripe with this.
Put the pin in that for a second. Drake May is on a tier and yet ranked below. Bo Nix, Bryce Young, J.J. McCarthy. Are all in front of him on this tier. Drake May checks in at 22. Michael Penix, Caleb Williams, Cam Ward, also all on the same tier. Keith, your thoughts?
Outrageous. First of all, you're doing a power ranking and you're doing a tier all in the one. Fine. That's how you choose to do it. But then you have what essentially is the cop-out tier. You have a tier that just says young quarterbacks who could be good or could be bad.
Yeah.
Wide range of outcomes? Like, yeah, no kidding. They were drafted. Some of these guys have played one season. Some of these guys have not played at all in the case of Cam Ward and J.J. McCarthy. So you tell us, do you think they're really good or do you think they're really bad or do you think they're in the middle? You don't say, could be good. Like, right.
Yeah.
What do you think? And so then you just lump them all together, I think is outrageous. And also, how did you land on J.J. McCarthy over Drake May?
Great question. He was drafted after him.
He wasn't in the draft. Right. We haven't seen him play an NFL snap, and he was drafted after him. And yet you're like, yeah, he's better.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So you're willing to say that, but you won't go out on a, you won't like put these guys in like real tiers?
Maybe
it's a fake tier.
Maybe the author, John Costco.
Come on, John Costco.
K-O-S-K-O, not to be confused.
Oh, so he doesn't have that Costco money.
With the supermarket. No. Maybe he was high on J.J. McCarthy in the draft process, but no, draft capital-wise may look better, and May actually played last year. J.J. McCarthy did not. Just rounding
Bryce
it out.
Bryce Young, though? Bryce Young's better than Drake May?
No, I don't. I think I'm higher on Bryce Young than most these days, I wouldn't take him over Drake May, no. So, Tier 5, Darnold, Wilson, Fields. Tier 6, Flacco, Richardson.
Dude, Darnold wasn't bad last year.
Shuck and Rudolph, so they didn't even have Aaron Rodgers on this thing. No, Darnold was good.
Oh, so he did this before Rodgers.
I guess.
Right, so there you go. Our list will be different.
But, Darnold he has on the veterans capable of solid play but could be quickly replaced.
Right.
Obviously, that's Tier 5, Keith.
Yeah, so I mean, I like the idea, but I don't like the execution.
Here's my thing with these quarterback rankings, and Sims was kind of low on Drake May as well. We kind of treat Drake May like it's a guarantee. It's going to happen. He's going to break out. And maybe we're right.
Yeah.
But nationally, people are more down on him, and they have him lumped in with the Bryce Youngs and J.J. McCarthys of the world.
No, I think it's fair. He was the third quarterback taken in his draft class.
Yep.
So, and one of these guys already was a big success. And on this list, he's already sixth in Jaden Daniels. He actually has Caleb Williams behind Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
I think those guys are very much in the same boat. New coaches, new coordinators.
I, by the way, agree with that rank, but that's one of the few things I agree about. I would take May over Caleb Williams as well.
I would take Caleb Williams, but I think it's close. I think they should be in the same tier, like those two guys. But 22 does feel low. If there's 32 starters, I thought Drake May, you're too glass overflowing if you have him in like the top 12.
Mm-hmm.
If you have him like 16, like smack dab in the middle, I think that's probably a fair ranking. And then as soon as you get like into the 20s, like I can't put him below J.J. McCarthy and Bryce Young. Hell, maybe even Trevor Lawrence. We've seen more bad out of Trevor Lawrence than good. I feel like it's still like projecting with Trevor Lawrence, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, look, I think around here we're pretty confident in Drake May. And it's just a reminder that maybe we're overconfident. And if you expect him to win 9 games as I do, or 10 games as Keith does, or 11 as their favorite in Vegas.
Right.
Well, then you're going to need Drake May to start reaching that potential quickly and outperforming some of these other tiers, power rankings, etc. So we'll tier off our quarterbacks tomorrow at 11:30, about 24 hours from now. So stay tuned for that.
Nice.
We'll also get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak at Patriots minicamp. First day of mandatory minicamp today in Foxborough. We'll hear from Vrabel again at 12:15. On the way next, Rich Keefe not here on Friday. Quite an eventful weekend for Keefe.
Boy, was I busy.
We'll get all the particulars next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Rich Keefe back in the state of Massachusetts after his jaunt to Ohio. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. How was the big weekend?
I'll tell you, it was fantastic, Jones. Thanks for asking. So I went to Ohio, and a lot of people are like, why would on earth would you go to Ohio?
Yeah.
Fair question.
It is.
Sick brag, bro.
So the last couple of years, me and my two best buds from college are like, you know what? Like, life comes at you fast. You got to find some time. We got to hang out like at least once a year. Mm-hmm. Everybody's busy with families and work and whatever. Like, we got to hang out once a year. So last year, the three of us went to Las Vegas. I had never been to Vegas before.
Sick brag, yeah. Bro.
So from Vegas to Cleveland.
So let me tell you why.
Okay.
So Vegas is great, but we're all sort of like East Coast. So it's me, it's my buddy in Philly, and then my buddy in Ohio. And so we went to Vegas. It was a blast, but you do it in a weekend, and I was like, the travel and the drinking and everything, like it took like a year off my life.
Took a toll.
It was wild. So then this time we were like, where should we go? Should we do a destination? Should we go somewhere else?
Is this you and the bros? Or are we watching?
This is me and the dudes. This is me and the fellas. Yeah, so if you go to at, or what was it, Rich Keefe, WEEI on Instagram, I have some photos from the weekend that are up there.
Nice.
And so one
Boss
of my
of
buddies.
The week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
The middle is massive.
Oh, dude, yeah, he's like an all-league D lineman. He was very good. So anyway, we are like, you know what? Maybe somebody just hosts it. Right. So like, we'll just like come here. So my buddy lives in Canton, Ohio, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So we went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Friday, and it was pretty cool. Like, there's some good stuff. I'd never been before. I don't think you really necessarily need to go back. But as a football fan, a one off. Pretty fun.
I've heard Canton is a good take,
yeah.
Meaning the Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame is so, all due respect to Springfield.
It's I was going to say, that's not, all I really have to compare it to. So
it's not quite the scene that it is in Cooperstown,
yeah.
Or I've heard the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, I've heard is a good take.
Yeah. So that was good. So then, we did Canton on Friday. They also had something called First Friday in Canton. So they basically like shut this like main street down. All the bars were open. They had people outside. They had a band, and you could like drink outside. I don't know. I was like, what the hell? He's like, yeah, this isn't like this all the time. This is just
First Friday?
First Friday.
Like the first Friday of every month?
Of June, maybe.
Okay.
Of the summer.
Huh.
So that was super fun. So then on Saturday, we go into Cleveland. They're like roughly like an hour away. So we go into Cleveland, go to the Guardians game.
Nice.
And wouldn't you know it? The first 15,000 fans into the Guardians game.
All right, I've not heard this. Wait, what, you got something?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I got...
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, you might as well call this the Sick Brag Bro segment, Nick. It was free jersey day.
Wow.
I got an Emmanuel Class A.
You had to beg for a jersey here.
They're
trying to give those jerseys away because he stinks.
They're just
now.
Handing those out.
No, he's not bad. He's good.
He's been horrible this year.
I think he's been good this month or last month or something. He's turning around.
He's Trevor Story.
He pitched a scoreless inning in the ninth. They ended up losing the game in extra innings. But it was legit. Now, it's not, you know, as sweet as like the City Connect. It's not made by Nike, but it is name on the back, numbers, there's Guardians. 15,000 fans got him.
Nice.
Also, good job by my buddy, because we were like outside the stadium and we were just like having something to eat or drink. And then he's looking up like, you know, any kind of promotional stuff for the day. So the game started at 4:00. From 2:00 to 4:00 in center field, $2 Miller Lights.
Nice.
We drank our weight in Miller Lights out there. And it was like, you just go up there.
Just guys
two
being
at a time.
Dudes, yeah.
Guys being ice cold Miller Lights.
Nice. The guy is drunk.
Oh, my God.
That's where it's at.
These Miller Lights
just
out.
Just soaking your Class A jerseys.
$2. $2 in the Class A. Oh,
yeah, gift that. Gift Keith doing that, please. Yeah,
no, don't do that. Yeah. Dump that. Brian, scrub that.
No.
Those were beers. Those were supposed to be beers. So we're slamming these ice-cold Miller Lights. We're having the best time of our lives. We're all wearing Emmanuel Class A jerseys. And it was great. My buddy also got us, like, these club seats. Yeah, I mean, you know, when in Canton.
Nice.
Or when in Cleveland. You do want to do it up. And so I don't think they have this at Fenway. Like, the Fenway has, like, suites.
So this I've heard. I guarantee you they don't
have
this at Fenway, yeah.
It almost reminds you of, if you've ever been lucky enough to be in, like, the, is it the red level? Like, Gillette?
Mm-hmm.
But this one's different. So you go in there, and you have like kind of like regular seats like in the middle of the stadium. But all the food in there is covered. Like, it's all free. So you're just eating like burgers, dogs, nachos, pizza,
so you don't just
pasta.
You don't just have access to this level where you can go hang
out. It's like
out.
Buffet. Like, go eat whatever you want.
It's all, the food's all included.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
so we just had 110 beers in the outfield. Then we come on the insides. We do 2 hours of that. Then we come in and we're just like eating like crazy.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. The game was good.
You guys probably thought you were just like,
yeah,
just nondescript, just blending in. And it was not at all.
Screaming. Yeah, yeah, it was fine. Like, these guys are obnoxious. Oh, we're all wearing the Class A jerseys, which were great.
I want to go to Cleveland now.
Dude, it's fun as hell. Yeah. It's fun as hell. So then we were doing that. The game was good. Jose Ramirez hit a home run. Of course, we had Guardians money line in all our parlays. They ended up losing an extra
innings. Well, that's going to happen.
We were feeling good at the time. They also have a casino there because every place has a casino.
Nice.
So we go down the street to the whatever. I don't know what they call it. The Cleveland Casino. And they have a sports book. So we're like, all right, let's bet on some sports and like let's watch some of these games. So it was a UFC night. So we're watching UFC, betting on those, 50-50 on the results there, yet screaming at underdogs to win.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah. That goes.
They're getting pummeled into oblivion.
I can picture exactly what it looks
like.
Get
up and fight them!
30 Miller Lights deep with a bunch of food in your gut. Now wagering what little money you're trying to chase the end of the night with.
So we won one of the fights, right? And then so I was like, oh, I'm happy with that. And then my buddy runs back up to like the counter. Puts all of his winnings on the next underdog, which is a huge mistake. The guy was getting pummeled early. But then he ended up hanging in there. Anyway, if you watch the UFC fight, you know what I'm talking about. Then the only game that hadn't started yet, baseball-wise, was Orioles Athletics from Sacramento.
Chase that dragon.
And like 30 beers deep, my buddy's like, listen. I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got a tip on this?
I already was.
He's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
He's like, so Sacramento has the worst field. He's like, pitchers complain about the mound. So he's like, and I'm like, at this point in the night, I'm like, this sounds great. He's like, because both teams are trash. Yeah. He's like, I guarantee you the pitcher for the Orioles, who ended up being Charlie Morton, is going to like hate the mound. This was his take.
Can I just ask, did he know who the pitcher was at the time? You said he ended up being Charlie Morton. Like, that was new information were planning on betting.
Because he had this take prior to us looking at like the starters.
Okay, got it.
But I'm like, yeah, dude, like, this is what we're doing.
This is it.
So then we're betting.
We figured out the system.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I don't know why they're so bad. Yeah. And if they can't, win even with this mound. So he's like, they're used to the mound. They're not. So wouldn't you believe it? Charlie Morton gets like shelled. He's out of the game in like the second inning. And the A's were up 4-1. We put all our money on the A's.
Nice.
Then the O's came back.
Oh.
The Luis Severino kind of melted down later on in the game. And the A's ended up winning like 7-4. But it looked like early on, we thought we were going to win everything. But overall, I'm up a jersey. I spent like, you know, $10 on beers or whatever, or $20 on beers. Like, amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not telling the Red Sox how to do their thing, but if they mix in a $2 beer night, it might not be the worst.
Mix in a $2 beer
night.
Yes. Okay.
It was great.
0 to 100. Let's rate Cleveland. The text line is saying, and this I think was Dice.
Oh, it is Jack's Casino.
That's right.
That guy knows what it is. Yeah,
oh,
Jack's Casino.
Right. Jack's Casino.
Sorry.
What was the other?
Oh, I also went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, that's why I knew you went there. What day was that? The first day you got
Sunday.
There? Sunday?
Yeah, dude, we were busy.
You hit Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then flew out.
So we were already at a brewery eating lunch and drinking tall boys at noon on Friday. That was all Canton. Saturday.
I'm shocked you remember this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I took photos.
Yeah. Keeps like, he's scrolling
through
my
Instagram.
Like, wait a minute. We went there.
So then I went. Yeah. So then we did Pro Football Hall of Fame also on Friday. We went to the Guardians game on Saturday. And then Sunday, before we went to the airport, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is a good take. Actually, probably even a better Hall of Fame than the football one.
I've not been to Pro Football. I have been to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sweet,
which,
right?
Which is great. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really good. So we had a nice time, kind of did it all. Now, do I need to go back? Not necessarily. Oh, also, they have a section there where you can go in and like enter your name, and they're like, do you want to induct somebody to the Hall of Fame, or like a write-in vote for a band that's not already in?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. So I voted for Korn.
Nice.
Trying to get Korn in there.
When you vote, do they tell you like how many other people have voted for this? Really?
Yeah. Korn actually wasn't doing bad. It was probably in the top 20 of bands.
Wow.
That like aren't in.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Because they let pretty much everybody in there. So yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
But there's also like some real head scratchers that aren't in it. So anyway. I mean, including Korn.
Yeah, I was going to say Korn.
If we're being honest.
Korn included.
But
so what a weekend for Keefe in the Dice says you were just paying homage to the state, the homeland of LeBron James.
I was
the
there.
Show's goat.
Although, you know what? There was more.
LeBron James.
They seem to be bragging more about the Kelseys than LeBron at this point.
Oh,
I didn't see a lot of LeBron stuff.
Oh,
Kelseys
no.
have like a beer that was everywhere. They're like, oh, these guys are from Cleveland. Like, they loved the Kelseys.
Wow.
They also have some good Cavs stuff around like the city, like big billboards with like Evan Mobley and like Donovan Mitchell and stuff.
You love Darius Garland.
I loved Garland.
You must have been right at home.
I love the Cavs.
That's
tough,
true.
Tough year for the Cavs.
That is your squad.
I now love Emmanuel Clase.
No, you have
That's
to.
My guy. You got the jersey.
Yeah.
Soaked in Miller Lights, but you got the jersey.
Oh, it's
so
covered. So 0 to 100. Let's rate Cleveland.
Oh, 100.
100?
Yeah, 100.
I mean, it sounds like.
Oh, 100. I had 100 of a time.
Yeah.
I mean, probably overall though, it'd probably be like an 82.
82, good.
Like nice. Boston's better.
Nice, solid.
Yeah, but it's a good time. Nick's or Brian, stop showing that gif.
No, that's a gif that we can really use.
Don't save that. Don't use that for other things.
And Drake May throws a touchdown.
Yeah. Drake May throws a touchdown and or an interception. There's a lot you can do with that. Between that and the photo I took at the keyboard the other day, we have some real options on social media.
Is that
media.
What happened?
Yeah, I think that is what. Now we know. Now we've solved it. All right. Well, that gif can live on. Keith, thumbs up.
That's not what it was supposed to look like. You know, thumbs up. I had a good time.
Thumbs up on Cleveland. 82 out of 100, yep. Says Rich Keefe. Very eventful weekend there. We'll get back to the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. They take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Have they turned their season around? Plus, Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak at 12:15. You'll hear it live on Jones and Keefe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.